Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we examine happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness spent all of last week in the city of Marrakech in Morocco as he participated in the 22nd session of the Conference of the Parties COP22 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The conference, which ran from November 7 to 18, brought together nations across the world to continue their work on strengthening the global response to the threat of climate change. The Prime Minister and his delegation, which included Foreign Affairs Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith and representatives from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, sought to carry out work to operationalize the Paris Climate Change Agreement adopted last year, of which Jamaica is a signatory. They also sought to gather information to enhance the government's climate change policies in order to position Jamaica to reap potential benefits associated with international and national framework agreements. Prior to his departure, Prime Minister Andrew Holness attended a function to commission into service liquefied natural gas LNG infrastructure at the Jamaica Public Service Power Plant at Bogin, St. James. While there, Mr. Holness outlined that Jamaica will see numerous investment opportunities emerging in the near future as a result of the country's increased capacity in the liquefied natural gas subsector. He adds that the country is well positioned to become a regional hub for the distribution of LNG, based on conversations he had with the Chief Executive Officer of New Fortress Energy, which will supply LNG to JPS.
In doing the diversification, our energy prices are likely to project flat going into the future, which means that companies, for example, in Trinidad are now looking at Jamaica, because Trinidad, though they have oil, they are going to be affected by virtue of the decline in oil. So you're going to see investments coming into Jamaica.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness also announced last week that the International Monetary Fund has approved a 3-year $1.64 billion US dollar standby arrangement for Jamaica to replace the extended fund facility that was scheduled to end in March next year. He says the new arrangement is an insurance policy against unforeseen economic shocks that are beyond Jamaica's control. Mr. Holness adds that the smooth fashion in which Jamaica transitioned from the Extended Fund Facility Agreement to a standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund will have positive impacts for the local business climate. He describes it as a major vote of confidence for the island and a positive signal to the international investor community.
We transitioned into a new IMF program seamlessly. And what that does is to add greater certainty to the environment.
And the Prime Minister has mandated the Agro-Investment Corporation of Jamaica, AIC, to focus on expanding the agriculture sector and creating an environment for investment. Speaking at a recent board meeting of the newly appointed 8-member AIC board, Mr. Holness said the work of the entity should be centered on providing solutions to agriculture and strategies to drive investments.
But then there are some critical things, such as how do we get investments into bringing in special zones for agriculture, including the development of agroparks? And could we have special economic zones for agroparks? How do we get large investors to come in to look at the specific development of a particular product?
Mr. Holness notes that the government is placing increased emphasis on agribusiness as part of efforts to achieve economic growth, and urged the AIC to work to undertake agricultural development for the economic advancement and well-being of Jamaicans. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.